NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Young Mobiles, in behalf of your nearest Olds dealer. Now with the news, here is Alec Gifford.
Red China has exploded her first hydrogen bomb. Radio Peking announced about half an hour ago that it had successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb in the air in the western part of the country. It gave no other details. This is the sixth nuclear explosion Red China has carried out since it joined the World Atomic Powers in October of 1963. A U.S. military transport plane carrying 49 persons exploded and burned today in Vietnam, killing 28 American servicemen. The accident occurred at the U.S. air base at An K, 240 miles north of Saigon. The U.N. General Assembly has adjourned until Monday morning after meeting for less than an hour with Soviet Premier Kosygin in attendance. The session was brief, but it is apparent tempers are short within the Arab delegations. The meeting was called to consider the Russian attempt to have Israel branded an aggressor and to try to force an Israeli troop withdrawal. U.S. Ambassador Goldberg says he feels the Assembly ought to consider other matters, but he was angrily challenged by delegates from Arab and Jordan. Kosygin said nothing during the session, but he is scheduled to speak on Monday. NBC will cover Monday's session as developments warrant. Premier Kosygin and President Johnson are believed to be planning a face-to-face meeting sometime during the next 10 days, but NBC News correspondent Wilson Hall says diplomats at the U.N. say it will not take place over the weekend. A report from the Middle East, and more news after this from Oldsmobile.
Say, I've been thinking new car,
mm-hmm.
and I've been listening to all this talk about the Youngmobiles.
Yes?
How come they call them Youngmobiles?
Because every Oldsmobile is young in looks, the kind of looks that says tomorrow's here ahead of time.
Oh, that's the
reason. And it's young in action. It's got rocket V8 performance that'll zing you right into spring.
Rocket V8?
It's designed young. You'll find advanced Oldsmobile engineering features everywhere.
I see.
It's even priced young to change old ideas about cost and say yes to youthful budget.
No, I like that.
And it's built to look and drive and stay young through trade-in time.
Hey, lots of reasons.
That's how come any Oldsmobile you care to name, and there are 36 rocket models, is really a
Youngmobile.
Right. And today's beautiful buy.
I'm with you.
So if you're thinking new car,
like I told you, I
think young and go Oldsmobile at your one-stop transportation center, where the Youngmobiles are.
Once again, Alec Gifford. Arab foreign ministers are gathering in Kuwait for a conference on the Middle East situation. The session is secret, and the closest Western newsmen can get is Beirut, Lebanon. A report from Wells Hangen, NBC News in Beirut.
Syria will ask the Arab Foreign Ministers Conference opening today in Kuwait to sever all political, economic relations between the Arab states and Britain and America. The official Syrian government newspaper calls on the 13 Arab states to utilize their entire potential to expel the United States and Britain from the Arab world. It specifically demands that the embargo against oil shipments to the two Western powers be enforced, something that's already proving hard to do. Syria says relations should not be resumed with Britain or America until, as it puts it, the Anglo-American occupation personified in Israel is thrown out of Arab territory. Egypt may support Syria, but other Arab states, notably Saudi Arabia, are likely to urge a more moderate course. They depend too heavily on Western-financed oil income to break all ties with the Anglo-Americans. Wells Hangen, NBC News, Beirut.
James Meredith, the Negro civil rights leader who was wounded on a march through Mississippi last year, announced today he will resume his march from the point where he was ambushed, Hernando, Mississippi. Meredith says he'll start his new walk a week from today. More in a moment.
If you're a businessman, you know the value of harmony in a business. The kind of harmony that keeps a business going and growing. But lose one, two, or three key people, and you could find yourself in a suddenly failing company. Call your Aetna Life and Casualty man. Ask about the business planning department. A team of experts will survey your business life insurance needs at no cost to you. It's a unique Aetna Life and Casualty service. Ask about it.
The FBI has arrested a California man, Robert Patrick Wigand of Redondo Beach, for allegedly trying to extort $25,000 from Trans World Airlines. The FBI charges Wigand, falsely reported by telephone last night, a bomb had been placed aboard a plane which was then airborne, nonstop between New York and San Francisco with 86 aboard. The plane made an emergency landing in Minneapolis 15 minutes ahead of the time the caller said the bomb would explode, but no bomb was found. The FBI said several more phone calls were received about where the extortion money was to have been left, and this led to Wiegand's arrest. Repeating our top story from the beginning of the newscast, Red China has exploded her first hydrogen bomb. Alec Gifford, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Aetna Life and Casualty brings you NBC Monitor News.
Tomorrow, Monday, 2,000 mattresses go on sale at Abraham & Strauss. Tomorrow, A&S puts a one-day sell-out price on top-quality, top-brand mattresses. Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Simmons, Restonic, Eclipse, Schiffman, and more. All on sale at $44. You save from $15.95 to $45.50 off the price of comparable mattresses. Choose twin, three-quarter, and full size, even some 80 inches long. Even queen size, extra wide, extra long mattresses included at that same sale price, $44. Choose medium, firm, extra firm, super firm. Choose all cotton felt or all foam rubber. Even quilted top mattresses with damask tickings. Values of $59.95 to $89.50, all $44. Matching box springs also on sale at $44, only $5 down. Tomorrow, Monday only, at A&S, Brooklyn, Hempstead, Babylon, Huntington, and Manhasset stores. And all A&S suburban stores are open Monday night till 9:30.
The author of A Modern Priest Looks at His Outdated Church joins Long John Neville Monday at 8 p.m. on The Versus Show, WNBC, AM at FM, New York.
As you heard on NBC Monitor News a few moments ago, China has exploded her first hydrogen bomb today. In 7 minutes, we'll be talking with a noted atomic scientist, Dr. Ralph Lapp, about the implications of this event here on Monitor 67.
Don't move, just leave your dynamometer here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, dynamometer here in Monitor.
Now, you don't let our singing friends stop you. You go right ahead and move around in your car or even on foot, but keep your radio dial unmoved and spend this Father's Day weekend with us. This is Gene, father of one pretty daughter, Rayburn, and in a couple of minutes, we'll have as a guest a father who has collected some notable quotes from some of the most famous fathers in history. So, fathers and mothers and children, too, stay with us. Right now, come to the sunshine with the Harper's Bazaar.
there's but one strand of hair on top of your head, give it a break before it drops dead. Even a kid who's got more than his share should make extra sure he shampoos it with care. So pick up a tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Cleans each strand so gently it's a hair saver for you. And the whole family will have hair that looks great because Breck quality is in Breck Concentrate. Sounds quite expensive? Then price it. You'll see how much can be saved when you buy quality. If you've a strand to your name, shampoo it with care. Try Breck Concentrate. It cleans every hair.
Gee, that looks good. It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's eight ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
Tomorrow's a day when annually father is supposed to have his say. Well, a father named Alvin Schwartz is going to have his say today as he discusses his new book, To Be a Father, with Monitor reporter Jerry Verbell.
Alvin Schwartz, who are some of the famous fathers that you've included in your book?
Well, there's King George V, certainly, who was a terribly famous father. Booth Tarkington, Edward Streeter, certainly. Sholem Ashe, Sir Walter Scott, V.S. Pritchett, Robert Coates.
Do these famous fathers seem to have the same problems that are common to the average father?
Yes, all fathers have the same problems. I've discovered it's very reassuring to know this.
What are some of the specific problems that these famous fathers have had?
They have problems in disciplining their children. They have problems in being friends to their children. It's very easy to be an enemy to a child. I've discovered, not only for myself, but for other fathers. They have problems with their freedom. They have problems with their ignorance, and so on.
As you say, it is reassuring. Which one or ones commented on fatherhood with the greatest sense of humor, in your opinion?
Well, Sam Levinson said, when I was a boy, I used to do what my father wanted. Now I have to do what my boy wants. My problem is, when am I going to do what I want?
Who had some good advice for new fathers?
A man named Henry Gregor Felsen did. He wrote a series of letters called Letters to a Teenage Son. And I pulled something from there, which I thought was very moving.
May we hear it?
Yes. The night you were born, I ceased being my father's boy and became my son's father. That night I began a new life.
Being a father means many things. Can you tell us some of them?
Being a father means being a disciplinarian, certainly. Being a father means being a friend, which is extremely difficult, and being a protector, which is somewhat easier. It means being an enemy, which is very easy. Being a father means these things. Being a father means being a husband, in addition.
Which is the hardest?
Being a friend is the hardest, I dare say. Because it's very hard to get close to your children, and it's very hard to gauge what is appropriate and what is not.
Alvin Schwartz, is it harder to be a father to a son or to a daughter?
Oh, it's much harder to be a father to a son. I have both. I have two sons and two daughters, and I know.
Why?
Girls are, I'll tell you why. This is the reason, I suppose. A father sees in his son an extension of himself. He sees in a daughter, perhaps, a creation of himself, which is quite different. Daughters he protects. Daughters, ultimately, he will lose. They're sort of round and fluffy and pleasant. Boys, he will never lose, because there he is in them, essentially.
Alvin, one final question. We've talked about some of the problems common to all fathers. What would you say the greatest joy is?
Having your children respect you.
Thank you, Alvin Schwartz, author of To Be a Father, a new anthology of brilliant writings by world-famous fathers that can be shared and appreciated by all fathers. This is Jerry Verbell for Monitor.
While Mr. Schwartz was speaking, I found myself doing what most fathers listening must have been doing, that is, nodding my head in agreement, although since I have only a daughter, I can't speak from personal experience on the relative difficulty of being a father to a son. Either way, though, I think the respect of a child is to be highly desired, but I wouldn't put a child's love any lower on the list than a tie for first place.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting beautiful Tippi Hedren. And everyone's talking about your exciting performance in the movie A Countess from Hong Kong, Tippi.
Oh, I thank you, Army. It was a thrill making it.
Remember when I visited you on the set in London?
Oh, indeed I do. Wasn't that a cold, blustery day?
Awful.
You know, this is what I like, being in the warm sun and getting a tan with Coppertone.
So So you've joined the Tannibals, eh, Tippy?
Yeah, of course. I found Coppertone gives a better tan.
Yes, it's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to help prevent dryness, too.
I'll tell you something else, Army. I found that my skin was in so much better condition in the summer from using Coppertone that I use it all year round now as a body moisturizer.
That's a beauty secret the girls will thank you for.
Well, it's no secret that I'm a Coppertone fan.
Tan, don't burn. Wouldn't you say, Tippy?
I'd say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone, Army.
And you're right. Thanks, Tippy Hedren.
The next tone you'll hear, tones I should say, are the ones that unmistakably identify the monitor beacon.
Now you can see the most honored and most talked about motion picture of the year. A man and a woman. Winner of the Academy Awards for Best Foreign Film and Best Screenplay. Winner of the Golden Globe Awards for Best Foreign Film, Best Actress, and Best Music. Winner of the grand prize of the 1966 Cannes Film Festival. A man and a woman in Eastman color with Anouk Aimée. A man and a woman. See it with someone you love.
Now playing at the Paris Theater.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Gene Rayburn once again at 18 minutes past the hour with a monitor news special. A little earlier, Radio Peking reported that Red China had exploded her first hydrogen bomb today. For an appraisal of the implications of this event, we're going to talk now with the noted atomic scientist, Dr. Ralph Lapp, who is currently at work on a new book, Weapons Culture, and is standing by at the other end of our monitor line in Washington, D.C. Hello, Doctor.
How do you do?
Dr. Lapp, does the announcement of China's exploding its first hydrogen bomb come as a surprise to our scientists?
Well, it doesn't come as a surprise to me. It may come as a surprise to some people, but I'd estimated they would do it this year. And it does, I think, if you look at the record of testing in the United States, come as a surprise to some people, because we took 32 tests before we came to our first hydrogen bomb test.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have taken 5 before they came to Mao 6, which is their hydrogen bomb.
Does that mean that they've had a lot of outside assistance?
No, I think it means that the timescale and the technology of the atomic age has been changed. In the early days, we concentrated on making A-bombs and producing more of them. But then when we developed the hydrogen bomb, we recognized that it was an incredibly cheap way of getting explosive power. And I think this is what the Chinese will do. I think they will go immediately from the production of atomic bombs into using these as triggers for the large hydrogen bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Thus magnifying their power 100-fold with only, let's say, doubling the expense for an individual bomb.
Dr. Lapp, how soon do you estimate that the Chinese can produce bombs in significant quantities?
Well, of course, everything hinges upon that word significant and what the size of these bombs would be. I would say that before they get into anything like mass production of hydrogen bombs, they've got to first get a big supply of atomic triggers, and secondly, they've got to have several more, and I would say probably 4 or 5 more hydrogen bomb tests in order to reduce the waistline of this rather big bomb. I'm sure it's very bulky in their first version, and to make it efficient. The time scale here is going to depend upon how good their technologists are and how much of their economy they're willing to switch here, but I would say that certainly by 1970 they will have a politically significant stockpile of hydrogen weapons.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
We've been talking with a noted atomic scientist, Dr. Ralph Lapp, who is in Washington. Monitor in NBC.
Extended headache number 9, the mother-in-law.
Oh, hi, Mom. Where's Gladys?
She's out looking for a part-time job.
What for? Just to supplement your salary? I mean, everything in your life is just a little gray.
Mother,
a little shabby.
We can't go on.
You just never made it and you never will.
Mother, all I can do...
What's that little green bottle?
That's Excedrin.
You have a headache?
Yes, an Excedrin headache. If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin, the extra strength pain reliever?
A note here for those of you who like to hike. Are you listening, hikers of America? And if you happen to be near the Helena National Forest in Montana this weekend, that must mean two people in the whole country. There's a two-day wilderness walk scheduled for the gates of the Mountain Wilderness area today and tomorrow. Of course, this is a little short notice here, but they're planning future walks, so you contact the Forest Service there. Next up, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. Go, Joe.
That extra something is hard to define, and it's hard to come by, too. I'll be back to discuss a guy who had it after this from Winns products.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not. I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's New Charge. Add New Charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's New Charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Wynn Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
All the top finishers in the 1966 United States Open, which was played in San Francisco, were back to compete this year. All but one, that is. The man who finished in a tie for fourth place last year, Tony Lima, is gone. Gone but not forgotten is a cliche. But cliche or not, it sums up the reaction of golfers from professional to hacker when they hear the name of Tony Lima. There are some guys who make it in the world of sports who have that little extra something that keeps them from being forgotten. Whatever that thing is, it's tough to define. But whatever it is, Tony Lima had it. Sports fans admire tough competitors, and they admire great talent. But they seem to ask a little something more than that from certain guys. Ty Cobb was the greatest hitter of them all, but he didn't have that certain thing. Babe Ruth had it. In golf, Ben Hogan and Bobby Jones might be the two greatest in the game's history, but they didn't have it. Waller Hagen did. Maybe the thing is style, not in what they did, but in how they lived, or how the public thought they lived. I guess to everyone in the world of sports, except the people who are making a living out of it, the name of the game is fun, and the American people want to root for a guy who seems to be enjoying himself. Tony Lima was a tough competitor. His record shows that. He battled for the chance to be a golfer in the first place. He battled himself in his early years on the tour. He battled the best golfers in the world for a share of the prize money, and he won all those battles. But more than that, he convinced America that he enjoyed battling, win or lose. When an athlete suddenly makes it with the fans, it's often tough to pinpoint just when it happened. With Lima, it was easy. The tournament was the Orange County Open in California. Tony promised the press that if he won it, there'd be champagne in the press tent. Everybody laughed because youngsters on the golf tour go without paydays too often to become champagne buyers when they do win. But Lima won, and the champagne was there. From then on, he was Champagne Tony Lima to the newspapers and the public. He was still on his way to greatness as a golfer, and he was still on his way to learning to control himself when things went badly on the golf course. But as far as the public was concerned, Tony Lima had arrived. Whatever that mysterious little extra was, Tony had it, and the fans loved him. It was a year ago next month that Tony played in the PGA at Akron. It wasn't a good tournament for Lima for several reasons. He finished in a tie for 34th place. After the second round, he discovered that his caddy had never seen a golf course before. That day, Lima walked into the clubhouse with a long face and told a friend, "This is the first time I've ever had to fire a caddy, and I feel awful about it." When the tournament ended, Tony and his wife got in a private plane to go to a small tournament in Chicago Heights. Less than an hour later, the plane crashed, on a golf course, and Tony Lima was gone. And like I said before, gone but not forgotten. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this word from Osro Products.
Charlie, I got a compliment. You on selling these used cars so fast.
Thanks, boss. I keep them sparkling clean with this Osro pressure washer. Attach hose, dial on detergent, wax, or clear water. And Osro's Tornado Car Vacuum cleans the inside as fast as you can say, sign here. Makes these wrecks look almost human again. One problem, though, since Monday, the Osro pressure washer has knocked off two fenders, and the Osro vacuum has pulled out four seats and a carpet. And, boss, keep your foot off that bumper.
You'll be hearing again from colorful Joe Garagiola later today and tomorrow on Monitor, and you can enjoy his highly individual, well-informed comments on the world of sports every weekday, too, over these same NBC radio stations. Incidentally, this weekend, Monitor Sports will keep you informed on the results of the third and fourth rounds of the exciting U.S. Open Golf Championship being held this year at the Baldestral Country Club in Springfield, New Jersey.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
This is Gene Rayburn inviting you to enjoy Monitor wherever you may be on NBC.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
The mayors of six United States cities will meet the press in a one-hour special tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, miss, is it true Northeast is all jets to Boston now?
Yes, sir. Brand new Yellowbirds. 17 jets a day, every hour on the half hour. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30.
Save the fun with colorful Kodak Way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Keep your treasured memories on Kodak Color Film. 85 degrees and sunny in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA. WNBC, New York. Here's more up-to-the-minute information from WNBC's Traffic Central. In general, traffic in and around the city is heavy with congestion toward the beaches. The West Side Highway, Cross Bronx Expressway, and East River Drive are all moderate to heavy with no serious delays. The Long Island Expressway and Southern State Parkway are very heavy eastbound with traffic moving slowly. Grand Central Parkway reports delays leading to the island, and Banwick Expressway is very heavy approaching Kennedy Airport and the Belt System. Northern Boulevard is flowing freely and is a good alternate route to the beaches. The Meadowbrook Parkway leading to Jones Beach has delays both before and after the toll booths, while the Wantagh State Parkway is heavy but flowing freely. The George Washington and Triborough Bridges and the Holland Tunnel, heavy but moving very well. 20-minute delays are reported in both directions at the Lincoln Tunnel due to the resurfacing of the center tube. Motorists are strongly advised to use alternate bridges or tunnels. Trains, subways, and ferries are on schedule. Buses using the Lincoln Tunnel are running with delays. Conditions at all three metropolitan airports are excellent, and all flights are on time. Alternate side of the street parking regulations are in effect today. That's the latest traffic information. Stay tuned to WNBC for continuous coverage.
Next regular scheduled report from Traffic Central is at 1:30 this afternoon. Giuseppe, I tell you what we're going to do. On monitor next, same song, Vic Damone's version.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you got away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me, believe me. I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand. Believe me. Believe me. You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever. I will understand.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, the weekend show that's jam-packed with fascinating facts, intriguing guests, latest news, comedy, helpful hints, and with it all, we managed to make plenty of room for music. Move over. Love's gonna live here again.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, pretty bells a-ringing.
love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again.
From Buddy Greco on Monitor.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibles.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
Army Archer, are you for real? Hey, listen, a disc jockey whose radio audience is mainly teenage has come up with a lexicon of teenage jargon. Now, among the words he defines, we found the following. The Joyce. The Joyce. For psychiatrists, derived, of course, from Dr. Joyce Brothers, who is a nationally known psychologist, and one of our monitor regulars, too. He also defined a coyote as a teenage boy, a teenage girl as a fox. Parents are oldies but goodies, and a problem is a hang-up. So if you oldies but goodies are having hang-ups with your coyotes and foxes about their studying with the radio on, lay your ears on the Joyce. She may have an explanation.
Most parents can put up with teenagers. It's the radio that threatens their sanity. It's on full blast all the time, even when the kids are studying. Can't they live without it? Well, let's face it, they won't. They use it as a wall between themselves and their parents. The wall is built of 85 decibels of noise, which is just slightly less than the racket made by a pneumatic drill. That much sound is hard for the parental generation to take. It affects their ears and their nerves. The teenagers know it. Someone else who knows it is Dr. John Hoffman, a Los Angeles educator. Dr. Hoffman spent 4 days in the teenage world of the full-blast radio in order to find out how all that noise affected the youngsters studying. It almost drove me nuts, Dr. Hoffman admitted, but he made a surprising discovery. Bright teenagers study best with the radio blaring. The beat of the music put them in a good mood, Dr. Hoffman explained. It excludes the parents not only because of its volume, but because of its content. They don't dig that rhythm. It's marked hip set only. So the wall of sound that gives the teenager privacy in the home also gives him company. He may be alone, but the radio keeps him from being lonely. He's still part of his noisy clan. This spurs the bright teenager to his work. He concentrates harder, because it's harder to concentrate. The stress of tuning the radio out sharpens his mind and improves his work. Exactly the opposite happens to the slow or average student. For him, the print he's supposed to read just can't compete with the radio beat. He's more apt to go into orbit than to learn geometry. He's tuned in on the music, but he's out of tune with his lessons. He'd have to spend less time with his books, and he would get better grades if he turned off the radio. His argument against doing so is that Jimmy, who always gets straight A's, always studies with the radio going. And it's true. Unfortunately, his buddies who aren't endowed with his high IQ are turned off by the noisy rhythm that turns Jimmy on. So if your teenager's getting good grades, better not complain when he's got the radio on loud while studying. On the other hand, if his grades are only average or poor, perhaps you should put your foot down and insist that he study without the distraction of the radio. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Actually, it won't hurt anybody, teenager or grown-up, to keep the radio tuned to Monitor, where, among many others, you can hear Dr. Brothers each weekend. And the music is better than just bearable, a sample in just a minute.
Congress has held widely publicized hearings on automobile safety, causes of accidents, and the importance of strict motor vehicle inspection. Careful drivers are killed every hour in collisions they could not avoid. Careless drivers, luckily surviving unharmed, may face haunting memories and relentless damage claims. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't ever stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision dangerously. Since death leaves no second guess, the time to refill or replace your windshield wiper blades is as soon as they first start streaking. Stop at the very next service station where you see the bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet, in which the skilled AMCO man at the pump quickly finds fresh new AMCO refills that in mere seconds make any refillable wiper blade like new. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Monitor music now, the latest from Marilyn May, When We All Get Together.
When we all get together in
Here's a monitor tip for the homeowner. If you've painted concrete steps and you found that the last coat made them slippery, you can skid-proof them by applying a new coat of paint and sprinkling a bit of sand on the surface before each brushful of paint is applied. Be sure to spread the sand evenly. Now here's another tip. If your weekend calls for doing home repairs, borrow professional equipment to do a professional job. Your local A to Z rental center has the equipment you'll need. Borrow saws, grinders, drills, sanders, paint sprayers, pipe cutters, you name it. Borrow them at reasonable rates. Look under rental service in the yellow pages for your nearest A to Z rental center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental center, that is, here at your Radio Central. Borrow. Now take all the sounds of entertainment and information you need from your friends on the Monitor Beacon.
Now let's clear the road for the highwaymen and for Schaefer beer.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer, pleasure,
people who are having fun. Safer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Say, how do you spend those summer weekends? Swimming, boating, playing golf or tennis? Well, whatever you do, one thing's sure, you're going to wind up with a big thirst. A thirst that's going to call for a couple of beers at least. And that's when you want Schaefer, because the pleasure of Schaefer never fades. Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
If you haven't heard, the General Assembly met in special session this morning, and they adjourned. They will reconvene on Monday morning at 10:30. And if you want to be informed on what's going on over at the United Nations, you just keep tuned to NBC. Gene Rayburn here, urging you to listen to Monitor Day and Night. We're next to hear Night and Day by Sergio Mendes and Brazil, 66.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
The invasion of New York City by the Russians was carried out a few hours ago without undue panic or displacement. What is the meaning of this massive movement of 50 Soviet diplomats and the Soviet premier to the United Nations in New York? Suppose we consider that in a moment after this message from Great American Insurance.
Hey, Joe. Come on over and have a bite with us.
Thanks. Might as well.
Hey, you're looking glum. Problems?
Problems. Compressor blew out last night and I lost 1,000 gallons of milk we were processing.
Oh, boy. Are you covered for it?
Nah. My insurance agent said he didn't think I was covered because there was nothing about sour milk in my policies.
You ought to talk to my agent. He got me a policy that covers every kind of problem a machine shop operator can run into. One policy. A package. Comes from Great American.
Yeah, but I got a dairy.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. The way Great American works it, they set up the policy exactly for the business it covers. One policy for me, different one for you.
You mean if I had this Great American policy, I wouldn't be out the dough for this spoiled milk?
I'll bet you a cup of coffee you wouldn't. Call them up and find out.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
Soviet diplomacy, the pursuit of Soviet objectives in the world, is forever a double-thrust affair. There is always the overt effect, or effort, stated in terms of the most obtrusive propaganda. Then there is the covert Soviet diplomacy, conducted in the privacy of the back room. Both will be employed during this Soviet exercise at the UN Assembly. Kosygin and company will eat up hours of General Assembly time indicting the United States and Israel. All of this will be in behalf of the important Soviet goal of shoring up its position among the Arabs of the Middle East. If the Arabs have taken losses recently in the Mideast, and they have, it is well to remember that the Soviet losses are perhaps even more significant. The losses of small and weak powers do not make too much difference. But the losses of big powers are something to conjure with. The Soviet Union did lose in this Arab-Israeli war. It lost money, it lost prestige, it may have lost some governments with which it was on the best of terms. That could mean that it has lost yet another chance to establish itself in Africa, the Mideast, and in the Mediterranean. The Soviets clearly, at this point in time, must be invited into the area by some friendly and unsuspecting government. The time is some distance in the future, when it might be invited into the Mediterranean, for example, by Britain, by France, Italy, or the United States. It is quite likely that the overt performance of the Russians during this emergency assembly will also include an indictment of the United States for its presence and policy in Vietnam. But the covert side of the Soviet mission here is more interesting and more significant. It is encouraging to note that Moscow and Kosygin and the Soviets are incurring the sure and certain wrath and denunciation of the Chinese for their voyage to the UN. The Chinese will not buy for a minute the notion that Kosygin has come here to flail us. It therefore represents another widening of the gulf between Peking and Moscow. And it's reassuring to see the Russians now making a habit of taking Peking's denunciations and going their own way. If the habit can be made to flourish, the day might come when Moscow could conceivably contemplate taking Peking's full wrath by helping secure peace in Vietnam. There are some possibilities here. There are some things the United States might do to help the Soviets ease their embarrassment in the Mideast. If they could bring themselves to help us get out of our embarrassment, if you will, in Southeast Asia. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now, this word about Oldsmobile.
Say, all this talk about the Youngmobile.
Yes?
How come they call them Youngmobiles?
Because every Oldsmobile is styled young.
Oh, that's...
And powered young with rocket action.
Uh-huh.
And designed young with advanced Olds engineering.
I see.
And priced young to change old ideas about cost.
Good guy.
And built to stay young through trade-in time.
Hey, lots of reasons.
Reasons for you to go Olds at your nearest one-stop transportation center in a Youngmobile, today's beautiful buy.
Hear Chet Huntley throughout the weekend on Monitor, and on weekdays, too, over the same NBC stations. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Casino Royale, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass. Latest NBC Monitor news on the hour, just a few moments away. Gene Rayburn here, pray stay.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying travel advice from the bell system. Number A, call hotels, motels, and resorts for reservations so you got a peace of your mind knowing your room is ready. Number B, be sure and stop the milk and paper. Number C, call all persons you want to visit along the way. Number D, call home from vacation to share the fun. Number E, if driving, use seatbelts and drive carefully so you arrive sound and safe and keep that reservation.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Campers who know the trail make their first campsite at A to Z Rental Centers. Visit your A to Z Rental Center in Smithtown, Coram, and East Northport, Long Island. A to Z Rental Center for complete camping equipment. Borrow tents, bumper hitches, sleeping bags, air mattresses, camp cots, and a whole lot more at reasonable rates. If your summer plans include camping, visit the A to Z Rental Center for your free camping tips checklist. Make your outing comfortable whether for a day, a weekend, or longer. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. On Long Island, there is an A to Z rental center in Smithtown at 261 West Main Street, in Coram at 187 Jericho Turnpike, and in East Northport in the Elmwood Shopping Center. That's A to Z rental centers.
Ham and cheese comes on rye. So does Lee Leonard's humor. Afternoons at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
The present temperature is 87 degrees, hot and humid this afternoon. The time? 1 o'clock.